He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are.
Father's Day edition of Rosie on Nass. I could talk for hours about things I used to love watching my dad do. Hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't. We'll talk trash.
Trash talking.
You were in the break, top of the hour, mentioned something about recipes. As we're talking, eat all your food from Rodney Atkins here on our rejoiner.
Oh, okay.
What was that on recipes?
Well, we got a barbecue show coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a show here in a couple weeks. I think it's 4th of July weekend. We're going to talk all 3 hours. We're going to be talking about barbecue recipes and barbecuing, the great American outdoor backyard pastime. And if you've got a favorite family recipe or a trick or a tip or a technique or a tactic, we'd like to hear about it. And then if I really am curious. I do a lot of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your food.
Smoking my food.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, my mama caught me smoking cigarettes like when I was about 8 years old. And you know how she cured it? She put me in the garage that faced west.
Yeah.
And she said, "You're not getting up until you finish this pack." I haven't smoked a cigarette ever in my life. I was sick for 3 days. Thanks, Mom.
But Woo. She cured you.
Oh, she cured me. Oh, man. She cured me. Where was I?
Smoking.
Food.
You smoke a lot.
Smoking food. We do a lot of smoking food. And I smoke over fruit juice or water to keep it from getting too dry. So that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about is how to smoke food and not have it come out so dry that it's hard to eat. And we want to know about what your barbecue tactics and tips are. And I'm particularly interested. I'm just curious about this thing called a green egg. I want to know.
It's pretty cool.
I want to talk to people who have one.
Well, look across the counter because we got one.
We love it. Okay. Well, Nancy and I have.
There's not too much we haven't.
You think it's a barbecue grill, like a Weber grill, but it's not.
It's more of a brick oven. It's more of a portable ceramic brick oven, and you can
American made, out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Exactly.
Okay.
And sold locally. They're fantastic. They come in a variety of sizes. The smaller ones are more portable. You can use them for tailgating and so forth. The bigger ones are heavy. The large size I've got probably weighs 250 pounds or so.
Cool.
It's about an inch thick ceramic. It looks like a great big green egg.
Well, I'm gonna wanna talk as we go through the show here. The different things you can do it because you could smoke in that, can't you?
You can use them
as a smoker.
I've got 5 pounds of flank steak marinating right now that I'm gonna turn into jerky this afternoon. I'll bring some into the office to share with you.
Sounds good.
And I asked that because I needed to buy myself some more time to finish looking up the information you asked me to have ready for the broadcast.
So, and we got Rhonda holding her breath.
We are coming back to finish your order question. And there's a line open for homeowners if you're tuned in and you want to join the program. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Trash tour. We are visiting the recycling plant on I-17 in Dixieleta this Thursday, June 19th. If you want to join, there's 15 seats available.
Don't call the show. Email.
Info, yeah. I-N-F-O, at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. It's Thursday. This Thursday, coming up, June 19th, if you want to see where all your trash goes and what they do for recycling efforts. I hear it's amazing. Getting the interview with Terry was incredible. I can't wait to see it afterwards. We're going to eat. It's not Texas Roadhouse, and this is what I was looking for. It's Logan's Roadhouse.
Logan's Roadhouse. I'm buying lunch for everybody.
South side of Happy Valley, just on the east side of 17. So it's only 2 miles away from where we're going, and hopefully they're doing such a good job at the recycling plant, we won't smell it at lunch.
It'd be fine.
I'm just kidding. I drive that by that all the time. In fact, I didn't even know that was a trash recycling plant until he said it.
Because you
go down to the dump downtown, and you know you're at the dump.
You know you're at the dump.
I never knew that was the recycling plant. I knew it was a municipality building because there's no windows, and it's completely enclosed with a block fence and a gate and security. So I knew it was a municipality, but recycling.
It's going to be interesting to see
the
how
smell
that, how
had
they
never
get that
given
set
it
up.
Away yeah. before that. All right,
bring Rhonda in. Rhonda called probably about 15 minutes ago. And she's in a home. I believe she said she'd been in the home a couple years. And she is fighting with a sewer odor smell throughout the house. Okay, now, Rhonda, I want you to picture you're a bird flying over your house, okay? Which way does the front door point?
The front door points south.
Okay. And is it a flat roof house or is it a peaked roof house?
Peak.
Okay. And are the bathrooms mostly lined up against the north side of the house, the back side of the house?
I would actually say they're straight in the middle.
Okay.
But on the west side.
Okay, towards the west side. I'm going to be willing to bet, looking at your house through my microphone camera here that I can see, the sewer vents go up out through the roof on the southwest corner of your house.
Okay.
They're not tall enough.
Okay.
Okay. If you, perfect Father's Day, Saturday afternoon to-do list, go out there and just buy some 4-inch ABS pipe, stick it over the top of the existing vents, make it about 3 or 4 feet tall. It'll look horrible, but see if that gets rid of the smell. You might possibly fix this smell in about 30 minutes worth of time and about $4 worth of parts. Try that. When we get back, we're going to go into more detail of the other things. You can go ahead and hang up, but don't change the channel. We're going to talk odors all the way through A to Z when we get back.
Oh, boy.
It's timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.